Hustle and bustle, dirt and noise are the price you have to pay for a thriving economy. Tarraco's prosperity was largely thanks to our port, one of the most important in the Mediterranean. You want proof? Look at that female head in the display case. It's a representation in lead and bronze of the concept of equity, that is, fairness. It was used as a weight for a particular kind of scales, known as a Roman balance. A Roman balance is based on the law of the lever, involving a load and a movable counterweight. What you see here is the counterweight, and it alone weighs 38 kilos. With it, it was possible to weigh loads of up to 1,500 kilos in one go in the port of Tarraco. Imagine, for example, a load consisting of 500 tiles like those made at the tile factory owned by the divine Faustina. No, not me. I'm plain Faustina, more's the pity. I mean Annia Galeria Faustina, the Empress. That's right, Empress and entrepreneur. Anyway, of all the things that we Romans have left you, it's funny that you should call a thing that we didn't invent a Roman balance. And there's another thing about you I find quite odd. I know that there are no slaves in your era, not even freed slaves. Now you're all free. Or at least, that's what you think. Who's there? What was that racket? We're in a museum. You're not allowed to touch anything in here. What's that smell? Herma? Is that you? Oh, I should have guessed. What was in the bowl? I bet it was fish. My poor and loyal Herma. I wouldn't sell you for anything. Do you remember the olden days when your hands didn't tremble and you would plait my hair and knot the braids at the back of my head? We all wanted to wear the same hairstyle as the dead Empress Faustina, especially me who shared her name. If the Empress had lived to a ripe old age, this portrait here behind us could have been her. But she didn't. No one ever saw how her face became gaunt with the passing of time. Time went by fast for women, for rich and powerful women too. There we were, one day playing with our beautiful ivory dolls, the next bringing up our children, that is, of course, if the goddesses had smiled on us during childbirth. Herma, where are you going with the jewellery on display? Yes, I know the necklace is mine, well, that it used to be mine. Well, leave it where it was while I accompany this visitor into the next room.